So today we're going to finish up the shaving sugya. It's our last Gemara shir of the year in Maseches Makos. A lot of Geshmakos sugyas we did, a lot more that we didn't do, but okay, next time around. I don't know. So we're holding on in the sugya of shaving. The Gemara and Daf, the Mishnah and Daf Chafam et Aleph told us that a person is not allowed to shave the five parts of the face. Shtayim mikan, achas milamata. Two on each side, one below. And the Mishnah said, "Einu chayev elishitan b'tar, yoli chayev you shave with a razor." And that's what we discussed the last two shiurim. How do we define a razor versus scissors? Misprayim keintar. Fine. What I want to talk about today, and again, I'm using completely Rabbi Simon's Mar Makomos. What I want to talk about today is, what if you remove the hair of your face using some sort of cream? Not using a scissor or a razor. Is there any sort of issur? If you take it up as sam, use some sort of sam on your face, some sort of ointment on your face that takes off all the hair. Now, generally speaking, we would assume, what would you assume if you read the Mishnah? You're only chayiv if you do bitar with a razor. So a sam would be even better than a scissor. A scissor is a blade. And even a scissor is mutter. So for sure you would think sam would be better. Why would sam be worse? What would be a svar to say sam is worse? So maybe a scissor doesn't cut closely, but a sam removes all the hair entirely. And maybe therefore it's an isra of ashchasa. Is it kiluach? Hard to say that that's kiluach, unless it's a normal thing that people use. The way the Rivan defined kiluach, right, on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, the way the Rivan defined kiluach was derech legaleach bo. That it's a normal way to remove the hair. That's how the Rivan defined Giluach. Shlomo Zalman, by the way, is quoting Elicha Shlomo as having said that in Eretz Yisrael, you should know in general, the Eretz Yisrael posts were much more machmir about shaving with electric shavers. So Shlomo Zalman recommended that people use, if they want to shave, they should use a cream. That they shouldn't use an electric shaver. So someone asked for Shlomo Zalman, but it burns. It burns so much, it hurts your face. Because, you know, if you leave it on for too long, it burns your skin right off. It doesn't know to stop at the hair. It's only if you put it on for just long enough to burn the hair off that it burns the hair off. You leave it on for longer and it burns the skin off. So they said it burns so much. So Shlomo Zalman said, yeah, you know it burns even more? Gehenim. So better to have this burn than that burn. It doesn't sound like Shlomo Zalman. It sounds a little too snarky for Shlomo Zalman. But apparently that's what he said. In Halicha Shlomo, that's what they quote Shlomo Zalman as saying. So what about using these kinds of creams? So the Mishnah sounds like it would be fine. However, there is one line in the Mishnah that's difficult to understand according to this. If you look in the Mishnah said in Chafam Ralph, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im nitlu kulon ka'achas, einu chayev ela achas. That if you remove all the hair from the five spots on the face at one time, you're only chayev one malchus. How does one pull off a trick like that? To remove hair from your face in five different spots simultaneously. How do you do that? You only chayev once. What did the Mishnah say before? The Mishnah earlier had spoken about making bald spots on your head as a sign of mourning for dead body, or cutting oneself as a sign of mourning. And the Mishnah had said that if you do achas al chamesh mesim or chamesh al mes echad, you chayev separately for each and every one of them. Over here, if you manage to cut all five areas in your face at once, einu chayev ela achas. You only chayev once. But how do you physically do that? How does one physically do that? You have a razor, you have one hand. You have a razor, you have the other hand. You can't hit five spots. So it's interesting, the Gemara talks about how you make five bald spots at once. The Gemara says that five bald spots, what you do is you would take some sort of hair burning agent, put it on five fingers, spread out your fingers, and put them, well, from my head, they're already bald in that spot. So let's say, like, put them over here, and you make five different bald spots at the same time. So is that what we're talking about on the face? The same thing? You take on different fingers and you just hit it all at the same time? What's the problem? That would imply that some is usher. They're chayiv for using some. But the Mishnah said you only chayiv use a tire, you only chayiv use a razor. Sounds like Sam is mutter. The Gemara had said that you're only chayiv if you do what's called giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa. You do a shaving in a destructive way. So, in order to arrive at some sort of understanding of how all this works and what the svara would be for some, take a look at the Ritva. We'll start with the Ritva. It's on page 3 of this packet. Says the Ritva, forget about the Issa d'Oraisa of using Sam. Maybe there's no Issa d'Oraisa because it's not Giluach Sheyesh Ba'ashchasa. Says the Ritva, B'gmar Mefarish Heichanem HaPeos Halalu V'hod Lo Ketani V'chayev Al Zaken Chamesh Kidu Ketani V'chayev Al Rosh Shtayim. Why doesn't it say that you're Chayev on the Zaken 5 times like you're Chayev Al Rosh Shtayim? Right, it says Al Rosh Shtayim Achsmikan V'achsmikan. On the Zaken, it doesn't say Chamesh, it says Shtayim Ikan Achas Milamata. It doesn't say Chamesh. So says the Ritva, Kosev Rama Levi Zal, the time Mishum Deba Kofas Arosh Yochel Ha'akev Shtayim Bebas Achas B'Shtay Yodav. By the head, you could do them both at the same time. You can cut both of your payas at the same time. B'Yishchayev Shtayim Aval Gabi Zakon, Einu Yochel Ha'ashchis Chamesh Payas Bebas Achas B'Shtay Ta'arim. If the most you could hold is 2 razors at a time, there's no way you could remove all 5 corners simultaneously. You're not going to be able to get the chin when you're getting the other 4. So essentially what the Ritva suggests is, in Echnami, you can't. It's impossible to get all 5 at one time. You can't. Because you're using a tire, obviously. When talking about Chiv Malkus, it's only going to happen with a razor. You're using a razor, you're never going to get 5 at once, yeah?
Can we establish that if a person is shaving your beard as well, it's also
safe to be, or it's not? So probably it would have the same Makif Nikif ramifications, meaning that if you're helping, so if you have 5 people doing it.
Or if you use 2 hands, 2 people, that's another person.
Right. Just
another person uses 2 hands, 4, and one other person.
Right. That's an interesting suggestion, right? Maybe that's how it would work. Get a few people involved. It'd be a busy, you ever see a barber chair with like people surrounding? It's like surgery. Then the Ritva goes on to say, "Reb Lozer Omer Natan Kulan Ka'achas Einu Chayev Alachas." If you remove all them at once, you're only chayev once. Says the Ritva, "Lo Ka'achas Mamish Katani Dalo Efshar." Ka'achas doesn't mean literally at once. That's not possible. V'chitema desachetz ba'os of nasha. Oh, ask the Ritva, why not? Just say that you put the ointment on 5 fingers and you hit 5 spots at once. Lo amru d'mechayev b'nasha l'gabi karcha, av l'gabi zaken d'bim giluach nasha lav giluachu. Says there's no isser of using ointment on your face. There's no chiyuv. The isser of using the ointment, the cream, is when you're taking out hair to make bald spots as a sign of mourning. That's that isser. But as far as the isser of giluach hazakan, of shaving your face, there is no isser to use cream to shave your face. You're allowed to do that. That's mutter. Elamai ka'achas tamar v'lazer shlo hivsik beinehan. Ka'achas must mean that you do it consecutively. That you're doing one shaving in one sitting. You're shaving all 5 corners. And Rav Lozer's chiddush is, even though they warn you each and every time, you start shaving and you shave one corner, and someone says, "Wait, don't shave before you start." Someone says, "Don't shave, you're going to be chayv," and you shave that corner. And as you continue to go, someone says, "Okay, don't do the next corner, you're going to be chayv malt," and you do the next corner. And then someone warns you, get 5 asra'os before you do each one, and you keep on doing it. The Ritva says, Reb Lozer must hold you only chayev achas. Because what else could be the case where im natan kulan bebas achas? It can't literally mean at one time. It must mean in one sitting. What's the weakness in that explanation? Is that the Gemara, when it spoke about the karchos and the head, it said, well, if it's one after the other, with chamesh asraos, well, then obviously you're chayev 5. You can't be chayev 1, you got 5 asraos. Obviously you're chayev 5. So why by shaving the beard would it be different? Very, very schwer. And it's all one maisa. It's all considered one maisa. And therefore would turn out, the Ritva goes on to say, that according to Rabbi Elazar, and by other Yisroelim would say the same thing. Like, when it comes to a Nazir drinking wine, if he drinks it all in one sitting, even though they warn him after each revius that he drinks, don't drink more, you're going to be chayiv. And he drinks more, but it's all in one sitting, he's only chayiv achas. Fine. Yeah. But the Mishnah had just identified and said that there are five corners on your face. It could be your chayv separately for each hair that you remove at each corner. It's possible. But the Mishnah had said five corners and then said if you do kulan ka'achas, the kulan is going on the five corners, it sounds like. Now, in the footnote, he quotes from a Nodeb Yehuda, which we have in this packet a little later on, that proves from this Ritva that there's no iser to use any sam. Yeah. You don't lose anything. That's an interesting question. Meaning, is it more of an iser? Is it an iser, a new iser, you're just not chayv malchus on it? Or do we say, no, it's the same maisa iser, whether you shave one or you shave five, as long as you do it in one sitting? I don't know, it's a good question. Maybe in a chinam. Maybe you don't lose anything. I don't know. It's very shver, right? It's difficult to imagine. That just because you hit one corner of your face with a razor, that you don't lose anything by... Very difficult. However, there is another problem with using the cream, according to the Ritva. It's not a problem of Giluach, but the Ritva in the next page, on page 4 in the packet over here, HaKeitzach Giluach Sheish Barashchas Haver Mezatar V'chein Ilchso U'mishura Sadin Kol Shul B'misprayim Afilu Kein Tar Mutter. Even really close-cutting scissors are mutter. Aval Midas chasidum shalolasos kein mipnei chashad aroin. What's the Ritva saying? We saw this in the last year. That it's maris hayin to remove your hair even with the scissors if you cut it really closely. V'chein roi lasos, and a person should do this midas chasidum. Lich ora, the Ritva would say the same thing if you use a cream. Because the vart is not that people are going to see you do the act of cutting with the scissor and think that you're doing an Avera. The Vart is people are going to see that you're clean shaven and think that you did an Avera. Or think that it's mutter to shave. So it's a Maris Ha'ayin or Chashad issue. That's the issue. But again, that's only a Midas Chasidim. The Ritva recommends to be Makbid for it, but it's a Midas Chasidim. Now, the main sugya of using Sam is a sugya meseches Nazir and Daf Mem. And that's the Gemara. How we interpret this Gemara and Nazir Daf Mem is ultimately going to determine whether using the Sam is Mutar Rasa. Some poskim, before we look at this Gemara ourselves, some poskim looked at this Gemara and said, you see, it's Aser. Other poskim looked at the same Gemara and said, you see, it's Mutar. So what I want to try to do is take an objective look. You know, before anyone biases us, read the Gemara, and what do we see from this Gemara? Now, why does this appear in Nazir? Everything hair-related appears in Nazir. Brushing your hair on Shabbos, it's from Nazir, because Nazir is not allowed to remove hair. And then, not only is he not allowed to remove hair, but more importantly for us, he's not allowed to cut his hair, and he's chayiv if he cuts his hair. But then, at the end, he has a mitzvah to be megaleach, kol sarah, to be megaleach, all of his hair. So he has an iser to be megaleach while he's a nazir, in any way whatsoever, to remove any hair. And then when it's over, he has a mitzvah skiluach. So what if a nazir does the following? What if a nazir, he's not megaleach his hair, he puts some all over his head and the hair just disintegrates. He lights his hair on fire, let's say. And he burns all of his hair. So now he's got no hair left. Did he fulfill the mitzvah of Giluach if he did it at the end of his Nazirus? Did he fulfill the mitzvah of Giluach if he does that? Or is Giluach only, like we said, with a tar, with a razor? Why would he do that? It's hard to know at the point. I mean, the hair is then taken, and usually it's the Mishnayos say they take the hair and they put it in a fire under the big kettle in the Beis Hamikdash. They throw it into it's like
so
burnt.
They don't have that opportunity to do that.
Right. So is the whole vart that you are mevatel the mitzvah saseh of Giluach? Right. You just didn't do the mitzvah saseh. Do we say that? Up until the Giluach, you're not allowed to remove any hairs. So he violated the Isser of removing, of cutting his hair? Or is that also only if you do Bidarach Giluach? So let's see. Let's see what the Gemara says. Take a look at the Gemara in the bracketed section, right? Across from where the arrows appear. Tananasa says in the Mishnah, Shlosha Megalchin V'Teglachtan Mitzvah. There are three people that have to shave, and their tiglachas, their shaving, is considered a mitzvah. Nazir, umitzora, v'levim. A nazir, mitzora, and levim. They all have a mitzvah of tiglachas. V'kulan shegilchu shelo betar, if any of them do so without a razor, o sheshiru shtei saros, or they shave their heads but leave two hairs, like pictures of little babies, like cartoons where they have two hairs left. They shave everything else off, totally bald, but they have two hairs. Lo asu v'lo klum. They've accomplished nothing. They didn't do the mitzvah. Amar mar, shlosh megalchin v'teklachtan mitzvah. That there are three people that have a mitzvah of giluach, pshita. Of course, all you have to do is read Chumash to see that. So it says in Marno, ma'u detema, mishuma vure seyarhu, va'afilu sach nasha. I might think the whole point is not about tiglachas. The point is get rid of the hair. So if you get rid of the hair by lighting your hair on fire or by using a sam or anything like that, that's fine too. Come ashmalah, and therefore it tells me no, that you're not allowed to do that. Come ashmalah and delove. That's why it tells me that it's no good. Katani v'kulon shegilchu shelo betar. So it says that if you shave it without a tar, without a razor, so what do we say? They didn't do anything. You accomplished nothing. Bishlo megabe nazir. I understand why by nazir, if you put cream all over your head and that's how you remove all your hair, you've accomplished nothing because ksiv tar lo yavar al rosho. It specifically says by a nazir that during his period of nazirus, tar lo yavar al rosho. He's not allowed to pass a razor over his head. Vegabe levim ksiv eviru tar al kol besaram. And by the levim it says a razor. El mitzora betar minolan, but how do you know by a mitzora that it's dafka a razor? V'chitei matesim levim, and if you say, well, derived from levim, well, malvim shkentunin teglachas vein teglachtan el betar, afanavias hamitzora shuton teglachas vein teglachtan el betar, because after all, they both require teglachas, so maybe it should have the same rules. No, ikal mifrach. You could say that we can't compare levim to mitzora because malvim shkentunin tnufa begufam. The Levim have to be waved. Their bodies have to be waved. They need tnufa begufam. Tomer b'mitzora delo. A mitzora doesn't have the mitzvah of waving. He doesn't have this tnufa that you do. So you can't learn from mitzora. Okay, so elatesi minazir. So let's learn from nazir. Well, man and nazir shkein karbono to unin lechem. A nazir has to bring a karbon that involves lechem. Tomer mitzora delo. Mitzora doesn't have to bring any lechem karbon. El mechad alas yatesi mitravayun. We can't learn mitzora from nazir, nor can we learn mitzora from levim, but you can learn mitzora from the combination of nazir and levim. Ma mehei tesi, tesi levim, ma levim shkein tun tznufa. Can't learn directly from levim because levim need tznufa. Begufan nazir yochiach. Nazir shows you that you don't need tznufa, and still you need to use a razor. Ma lenazir shkein korbanot al nechem, levim yochichu. Tzara Shava is that both by Nazir and by Mitzora you need to do a shaving. The shaving has to be done with a razor. I'm sorry, both by Nazir and by Levim you need to do shaving. The shaving has to be done with a razor. Af ani avias a mitzora shuton teglachas v'teglachas betar. So too by a mitzora you need shaving. The shaving's got to be done with a razor. So this Gemara, what did this Gemara prove? A single halacha. That in all the cases that you need to shave, a Nazir, a Mitzora, a Levi, shaving is defined as using only a razor. In all three of those cases. Is this a raya that shaving your beard for a regular person with a sam, with a cream, with some sort of ointment, is asr, or is it a raya that it's mutter? Or is it not a raya at all? You see this Gemara, what do you think? A raya that what? That it's mutter. How so? Right? The Gemara's whole point is definition of shaving is only with a razor. So if there's an issue to shave my face, definition is only with a razor. Beautiful! It's a raya that it's mutter. Comes along the Beis Hillel, not that Beis Hillel, one of the commentaries on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. And Beis Hillel says, I see from here a raya that it's asr. And he doesn't explain at all why he sees a raya that it's asr. He just says, ah, it's enough of the Gemara, Nazir, it's asr. So Nadi Behuda, if you look on page 10 over here, Nadi Behuda was asked, Madura Tinyana. Nadi Behuda had two volumes of Shalas and Tshuvas. First volume is called Madura Kama. Second volume is called Madura Tinyana. First volume is where he has all of his knockout tshuvas. And then the second volume is a lot of some new tshuvas and a lot of things that are defending things he wrote in Madura Kama and a lot of things that his son added in. Once he's publishing his father's Sefer, he threw in some of his own tshuvas. So Madura Tinyana is not quite as geschmack as Madura Kama, although it gets labedik sometimes because he's fighting, you know. Someone didn't like something he said and he's, you know. La Rava Mara Gola Meforsim Acharav Ubaki Moreno Harav. That's a way of saying, dear Rabbi. Leib. Rabbi's name is Leib. Rabbi of a certain town, etc. Michtavo Hanoim Higiani V'Samachti B'Shlom HaTov. I got your beautiful letter. Thank you so much. I'm so happy you're doing well. V'Aldvara Shoshol Ma'alosul V'Machakosu B'Sefer Beis Hillel B'Sim Kuf Pei Aleph. Sefer Beis Hillel writes B'Sim Kuf Pei Aleph. They would take some sort of stone to remove the hair. Shehu isur gomur. The Beis Hillel says it's an isur gomur. Valze tumui kametama ma'alaso. Amashin shtarva minig lahati gilach hazaken al demeshicha. He says, and that's why you, dear Rabbi, have a major problem. Why do people use all sorts of creams on their face? It's aser. Beis Hillel says it's aser. Vosim shichi nasim in a evan and nikra avira oirim pagamanta. They make this cream out of a stone. They take the minerals from a stone or chop up a stone or something. I don't know what they do, and they make this cream out of it. And now the Beis Hillel says it's aser. How do people do it? And not only that, you tell me that they've imported this new cream from England that removes the hair very easily. So shouldn't we aser? Ahuvi Yedidi, my dear beloved friend, he says, Mitchila Tsarchani Lodi, I have to let you know, Ki Divrea Beis Hillel Enam La Resha Seifa Velo Seifa Resha. It's an expression. The Beis Hillel makes no sense. I don't understand what he's talking about. He thinks he saw in that Gemara that it's Aser? Vizel Shon B'Sof Sim Kuf Pei Aleph. Here's what the Beis Hillel writes. This is the quote. There is a stone that they put over the beard and it removes the hair. Nearly pshita shu isur gomur. Beis Hillel says, I think it's an isur gomur, but domal zayisu b'gomar nozi daf mem amad aleph. And that's what the Gemara says, nozi daf mem amad aleph, amar rabash shlosha megalch min teklach le mitzvah, that there are three people that have to shave, pshita maudite mishum avir aseir, huvafilu sach nasha. I might have thought the Gemara says that even if they use an ointment to remove their hair, that's also a mitzvah. Komash malanda, lo! Therefore, I have to be told that that's not true. And Rashi over there says, what is sam? It's a sam that removes the hair. Says Beis Hillel, I rest my case. See, it's aser. The other person says, what on earth is he talking about? Vinei Devar of Tumuim, Devi Raya Listar. He's bringing a Raya from a Sugya that clearly says that it's mutter. Because the Gemara, the whole Gemara was defining Tiklachas as using a razor. It says, Mal de Tema. I might have thought that if you use a sam, that that's also called Tiklachas. Kamash Mulan, Dilo! Kamash Mulan, that using a sam is not Tiklachas. Kanaraya! Then a bunch of blurred words. But it's not a giluach. And then he goes on in the bottom of that column and he quotes our ritva from the Rama Levi that you're allowed to be makiv samim. With samim you're not chayiv. It's a beferish a ritva that you're not chayiv. So he says, I don't know what the Beis Hillel is talking about. So what taka was the Beis Hillel talking about? So I was very much on the no debut side over here. I didn't know what the Beis Hillel was talking about. Then I saw the following. Rabbi Simon found page 18. The Sefer Hadras Ponim. Sefer Hadras Ponim is all about why it's the biggest mitzvah in the world to have a beer. So the Sefer Hadras Ponim. Od yesh levar bekavanas harav Beis Hillel. He says, very simple explanation of what the Beis Hillel's raya was. Dine be'emes kasha al hamasigim anal shalom dume asugi azostin nazir lahat yesh chazakan al yidei sam. So I got a problem with the Nod Yehuda learning from here that it's mutter. Demar raya mehad nazir lahatir. How could you bring a raya from nazir that it's mutter? Hashem beGemara Arminan Bish Lamegavi Nazir Ksiv Lo Yavar Al Rosh Begavi Levim Ksiv Etaviru Tar Al Kavasarim El Mitzora Betar Min Alan. What was the format of the Gemara that concluded that the only shaving is with a razor? The format of the Gemara was: I have a pasuk by Nazir that tells me dafka with the razor. I have a pasuk by Levian that tells me dafka with the razor. How do I know by Mitzora it means dafka with the razor? I don't know. Is Mitzora really only with a razor? Oh, we have a tzad hashava that tells me that if it means that by Levium, and if it means that by Nazir, it must mean that by Mitzora as well. The implication is, without a tzad hashava, without any drasha, without anything to tell you otherwise, when you're just told about shaving, it would mean with anything. Chazina dil molei hayofasos, lo avar minu destam giloch dekra v'davka betar v'lo besam. V'im kein gabi zakon deleke yalfuso minolim demutter besam. And that's what the Beis Hillel means. Midematzri chashas yalfusos. It's the fact that the Gemara needs to derive it from somewhere. Mashmat the bezakon shein kan yalfusa. So by a regular person on his beard, you don't have any special limud. You don't have a yalfusa. Mela, it's going to be us even to use a sam. Now, in the tshuva of the Divrei Chaim that we mentioned the other day in the 10-minute halacha shir, remember about 150 years ago there was a big tumult. A guy had a beard where one side was white and the other side was black. And he wanted to dye the white side black because he didn't want to walk around looking like a black and white cookie. He thought it was embarrassing to look that way. You know, he can't like show profile one way when he wants to look old, when he wants to get the senior citizen discount, profile the other way when he wants to look young. So he wanted to know what to do about that. It's a halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch, a man is not allowed to dye his hair. So the Divrei Chaim starts off by saying that the heter that the Rashba has for refuah is because he holds havar seir av midrabanan. But if it was daraisa, if you're dealing with a din daraisa, with a real issur daraisa, like dyeing your hair, like doing tikkuna yitza, you would not be allowed to. And the Rambam writes, when you're pulling out white hairs from a black beard, you get malchus. The implication clearly in the Rambam is, not an implication, it's clear, daraisa. And that's what the Ravid says as well. That's the psak in the Torah in Yerodea. So he says, Bevade in chachme in etza, afilu b'makum kavar abrios asir. He says, I therefore think that it's nisa daraisa. If it's nisa daraisa to remove white hair, it's nisa daraisa to color the white hairs also. And if it's nisa daraisa, I don't care how embarrassing it is. If For Yisurim D'Rabbanan, we say Kavod Rabbi is Doche Yisurim D'Rabbanan. But for Nisa D'Araisa, we're not going to say that. And the Rechaim says, besides, you have better Eitza. Dye the black hair is white. And then you're fine. That you're allowed to do. But then he says, V'gam Tamati. Eich ola al daita lahatir afilu isur d'rabbanan b'makom shiyach lahasir cherpaso b'mashi galeach al yidei sam. He says, even when you're only doing the nisa d'rabbanan for kavod abrios, that's only if there's no other eitza. But if there's a way to get around it without violating nisa d'rabbanan, so then don't violate nisa d'rabbanan. Says the Rechaim, astonishing, the Rechaim would say this. He says, who told you to have a beard? If you have a beard, ain't a chinami. Half it will be black, half it will be white, and that's embarrassing. Take some sam, rub it on your face, and you won't have a beard. And then it won't be embarrassing. Now, in certain communities, it is embarrassing not to have a beard. Because that's the tzur of a yid. But if you live in such a place where it's not embarrassing, he says, "Kemo shenog in b'chol medinos Ashkenaz, dein b'zeh shum isur klal." What do you think they do in Germany? What do you think they do in all the medinos Ashkenaz? No one has a beard. And they don't violate the Yisurim D'Araisa of shaving with a razor. They use a sam. So you use a sam as well. Seems to me that's the way the majority of poskim, not like the Beis Hillel. They're using a sam. The Yehuda goes on to say that the case of the Beis Hillel may have been something different. When he describes using an even, it may have been something else. The even they might be describing may be a sharp-edged even that you're rubbing along your face and is actually cutting the hairs along your face, in which case it's exactly the same thing as a razor. And that's why it would be awesome. All right, we'll stop there. Have a great day. Great Shabbos. Great summer. What? Hot rocks? I've no idea. Maybe. It burns it off. I don't know.